Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
President Trump's financial disclosure released today shows the president reimbursed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, after Cohen had paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 in hush money.
Bloomberg's Justin Sink is joining us on our newsline. So, Justin, what exactly does this disclosure tell us?
Well, I think it's just the first time that we've seen the president sort of formally acknowledge this payment. It was one that was shrouded in a lot of secrecy. The president had initially denied, and Michael Cohen, his lawyer, had initially denied that he had anything to do with this payment to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Now that he's sort of had to legally disclose it, we see kind of in black and white for the first time that he is accepting responsibility and that this was intended as a direct payment. And we're also seeing the Office of Government Ethics, which reviews these financial disclosure forms, saying that this is something that he needed to have sort of formally disclosed and informed the government about.
Now, it doesn't specifically say what the reimbursement was for, right? We're just kind of inferring this?
Right. It says for expenses to Michael Cohen and gives kind of a broad range, but it does come just weeks after Trump's attorney, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, disclosed that in fact it was intended to reimburse him for this cost.
Justin, you've been looking over this disclosure. Does it appear to show anything illegal or unethical?
No, I think it's more, you know, this is unlike a tax return, which presidents have traditionally turned over, in that it gives kind of a broad sweep of the president's finances. So to answer your question, no, we didn't see anything that jumped out as potentially illegal. With the sort of putting aside the Stormy Daniels payment, which I think legal experts really differ on whether or not that was within campaign finance rules. But everything else within the disclosure was pretty much by the book for what you would expect from somebody with a really complex real estate and entertainment empire. So we saw slightly over a year, the president reported income of over $500 million. A lot of that was a mix between personal income and revenue from his business. But we started to get some insight for the first time on how much he was making off of his hotel here in Washington. He made more than $40 million at that property in 2017. We also saw, you know, his golf course in Bedminster, the revenue he got from that, his resort down at Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach. So this was a real look, kind of insight into his finances, though not as specific as we might get with a tax return.
All right. Thank you, Justin. That's Justin Sink at Bloomberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.